Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate all of your support and love. I'm extremely grateful. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about tips for living with a narcissist, a question that someone asked me recently. And I found it actually quite difficult to answer this question, because my tip, obviously, if you are dealing with a narcissist, is to run in the opposite direction as far away as possible from them. It's very hard to deal with a narcissist in a way which is balanced and conducive to your health, especially if you're an empath or highly sensitive person, because as an INFJ or as an empath, we want to have harmonious relationships and we want to take care of the people around us. But as you might imagine, narcissists are the kind of people who will just take from you and who will not give anything back in return. And it can be extremely debilitating and exhausting to be in such a relationship. And if you're living with such a person, you're constantly being inundated by that kind of negative, pulling, toxic energy, and there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it, because it's just so all-pervasive. It literally is like a dark cloud hanging over your head. And so I try as much as possible, if I have narcissists in my life, which of course I do, because as an INFJ, as an empath, you will easily attract narcissists into your life. We're a magnet for them. It's just the way it is. Because they know who we are, and they know who they are, and they know that they're going to get something out of us because we're empaths, and we will want to take care of them. The good thing is that, you know, a lot of them are not going to be in your family or friend circle, thankfully. They're going to be outside of it, so you can just either break off that friendship or relationship and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be in that kind of relationship anymore, or you can tell them the things that you don't like that they do. If you can have that conversation, it's very hard for me to have that conversation, so I usually just kind of, you know, let go of that relationship, or I just hang out with them on a very minimal basis as much as possible, not one-on-one. So this is something that I would recommend very highly for you to do as well. If you are living with a narcissist, or, you know, in a narcissist company, always try to have a buffer. And usually what I will do is I'll use another person as a buffer. Hopefully they're not an empath as well. But if they are, it's okay, because when there's two of you and then one narcissist, it actually is very easy to dissipate some of that energy, and you won't feel the full effects of it. So I usually use a buffer in that situation. And, you know, whenever I am, I know I'm going to be hanging out with a narcissist. I make sure that I have a really good full system of food, that I had a full night of sleep, that, you know, I take care of my physical needs, particularly make sure I drink enough water. Because I don't want to be physically exhausted, because I'll just enhance their, or not enhance, but increase their negative effects on me. And I know that because I have experience with that. And it just really drains me. And I just come back home completely, completely famished, completely exhausted, completely empty, you know. If you are in a situation where you're dating a narcissist, and you don't want to get out of that relationship, if it's something that you're like, no, I really love this person, I know they're a narcissist, but I really want to be with them, or if it's one of your parents who's a narcissist and you're just like, I can't cut this person off and I live with them, in such a situation, there's a couple of things that you can do that I do when I'm in my home and I'm in relationship with or surrounded by people who are narcissistic and I just can't get away from it. One of the main things I always do, again, always take care of your physical needs first. Make sure that you're fully fed, that you're not dehydrated, so you're completely hydrated. So you have all, like, 8 glasses of water or more during the day, and you eat all 3 meals or more during the day. You sleep at least 7 to 8 hours a night. So physically, just if you can take care of your physical body, that'll ground you a lot, and that will increase or improve your mind-body connection, and that'll allow you to know exactly when you need to get away from this person and get back into your cave. The problem with a lot of empath narcissistic relationships is that what happens is that the narcissistic person drains us to our limit, and because we're so not in touch with our bodies and our mind-body connection is so fragile, we don't understand that it's happening, and it's too late by the time you figure it out, and then we come home or we come back into our cave and we're completely gone, and it takes maybe a week to get over it or something around that. So if you can be very cognizant, be very aware of how your body's feeling, and do you feel sad right now? It might not be your emotion, it might be their emotion. Do you feel angry right now? It might not be your emotion, it's their emotion. And the more grounded you can stay in your body, the more you can build your mind-body connection, the more you'll realize what is not yours and what is theirs, and how much you can give before you need to leave and go back into your cave. This is really, really important in general, but also particularly with narcissistic people. And also, I would definitely recommend that you follow the grave rock rule that a lot of narcissistic coaches, or like, not narcissistic coaches, but psychological coaches or gurus will tell you, and how to deal with narcissistic people is to go into the gray rock zone. And I use this a lot, actually, because a lot of times what happens with narcissistic people is that they're saying things just to get a rise out of you, or to get a reaction out of you. They want to get a reaction out of you. They thrive on it, and they get a lot of energy out of it. So, of course, if you cannot give them that energy, they will deflate, like a balloon deflates, and then eventually they'll stop bothering you because they're not getting what they want out of you. Right? They're only in a relationship with you because they want to get that energy boost from you. If you're not giving it to them, they're going to find someone else because that's how it goes for them. They need that energy boost. They can't get it on their own by themselves. So the gray rock rule says that, you know, whenever a narcissistic person is trying to get a rise out of you, you stay gray rock. What's a gray rock? It doesn't show any emotion. It doesn't show a reaction. It doesn't show any kind of up or down. It's just gray. You know, it's just blah. It's blasé. And it has nothing to it. And, you know, a lot of times in the beginning, it'll be hard for you because you're so used to giving a reaction to this person. You're so used to interpreting everything that they say negatively, and then, you know, they get a rise out of you, and then you start yelling at them, and then they start yelling back at you, and it's a whole thing where it's completely draining. So now what I do is, you know, whenever I know that when they're saying something to get a rise out of me, or they're saying something in order to make me feel upset, because a lot of times that actually is the case, and a lot of times, unfortunately, it's consciously they're doing these things, which is why it's so annoying. And so, you know, they do these things and I'll just stay solidly silent, like just solidly in me and just silent. I won't give them an expression. I won't give them a look. I'll try as much as possible to stay as neutral as I can. Yeah. Because they're looking for a rise. They're looking for a reaction. If you don't give it to them, eventually, as I said, they will leave you alone and they'll go on and do their own thing. Of course, but some people, if you've had a pattern of giving them a rise or giving them a reaction for a long time, it'll take a few months of gray rock for them to realize, okay, this person not gave me what I want. But I have noticed that, you know, a lot of times I noticed that with my mother, actually, she'll send me all these elaborate emotional blackmail messages. She's a great mother. I love her. But she will sometimes do this. And a lot of times in the past, I would react. You know, I would send her a message back and I'd be like, oh my God, this and that. And I would react. Now when she sends me messages like this, I just ignore them. You know, I archive them or I delete them or I ignore them and just pretend that they won't exist. It's very hard because a lot of those messages can be very cruel in a way. And a lot of times I want to say something back because it's like, you know, like it's unfair. It's cruel and it's unfair. But there's no point to it because they're not going to listen to it. They're not going to change. And it's just going to waste my energy. So no reaction, just gray rock and ignore. And eventually they just stop sending you messages like that because why would they keep on doing it if they're not getting anything out of it? They're not completely illogical people, right, either. So I have noticed that it actually works very well indeed. And I think especially if you live with a person like that, it's going to be very difficult in the beginning, as I said, because the pattern has been set that you react, they get a rise out of you, and then they react, and then you react, and it's just like a complete cycle, a vicious cycle of back and forth. But if you can just stop that cycle, if you can be the first person to say, no, I'm not going to engage with you, I'm not going to go through this same melodrama of nonsense where we go back and forth, we, you know, are at each other's throats, saying all these cruel things to each other because we just want to stop the hurt, I'm not going to do that anymore. As soon as you can stop that, you know, eventually they'll stop that as well. And hopefully you can kind of get into a state of equilibrium where you can just be in a state of where no one hurts each other by saying hurtful, stupid, mean, irritable things. So that's another thing I have noticed that works for me really well. Of course, a lot of it actually has to do with your internal structure as well. You have to really make yourself strong from the inside out, and you have to be like, all right, I rely upon myself, I love myself, I'm not going to let them make me feel bad about myself, I'm not going to let them get into my head and screw around with what's going on in there. I know who I am and I know that I'm a good person and there's nothing that they can say that's going to make me feel otherwise. So that's a huge thing that you have to learn on your own, but with all the self-work that you're doing, I'm sure that'll be something that you're going to inculcate soon enough. And, you know, watch all the videos that I've done because that also helps a lot. The more you know yourself, the more you love yourself. Or at least that's what I've noticed for a lot of people around me and for myself. Again, if you have questions about this, let me know. I hope this was useful. I know it's very difficult dealing with or living with a narcissist. I absolutely understand. But there are a couple of few things you can do. And if that doesn't work, then move out. I mean, that's the really, literally, if you can. Don't live with a person who's a narcissist. It's very difficult. It's very draining. It's exhausting. And it's just not worth it. It's not worth it at all. All right, let me know if you have questions, and I shall see you in the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.